Time now for your comments. Trisha Hoyt of Phoenix wrote in to tell us how much she enjoyed our Dirty Work installment on cleaning the insides of oil storage tanks at refineries. She writes, "What a great idea to highlight those ordinary folks who faithfully do their work without fanfare or recognition. The world needs more opportunities to showcase simple integrity and character as exhibited by these men, especially at this time when corporate and religious leadership is floundering for lack of these same traits." Paul Barker wrote in about my own series on rebuilding Afghanistan. He is director of care for Afghanistan and responded to an agricultural official in rural Afghanistan who complained that some offers of aid came with conditions. Serious aid agencies like CARE, Mr. Barker writes, are concerned with building partnerships with those we seek to help. We want to support community initiatives, not to do work on their behalf. CARE works with communities to find lasting solutions to their most threatening problems. Unlike instant coffee, there is no such thing as instant reconstruction. A good number of you wrote in about Alex Chadwick's account of playing the board game Life as a Black Man. A listener named John from Graham, North Carolina, says the concept of playing this game didn't do much for him. He writes, "I don't believe that a board game with its random chances of the roll of dice and the draw of a card even begins to mimic reality. The main problem that I have with it is, while you do tend to encounter racism at random, the resulting consequences are largely influenced by how we, the aggrieved, react in the situation. I think we, quite wrongly, have been encouraged to believe that we are powerless victims when, in fact, we are only such if we allow ourselves to be victimized. We should find a better message, whether subliminal or overt." Finally, a clarification. Our story about the future of combined hormone replacement pills may have implied that the entire Women's Health Initiative study had been halted early because of the risks of the pills. In fact, the WHI study is made up of a number of separate investigations, and all the others are continuing as planned. Send your messages to morning@npr.org or call the listener comment line at 202-842-5044. Please tell us where you live and how to pronounce your name.